Now, when Rod Dreher writes about his Benedict option, and he writes about how we must have a counterculture, and I told you that, with all respect to Rod, he's wrong. Christianity is not a counterculture. It is not getting into the hearts and minds of what people want. Christianity teaches them what to want. why don't people get this? This is so simple. Christianity is the, capital T, capital C, culture. It is. It's the culture. When I say that, it's the faith, hope, charity, that provides man the framework, the beautiful, divine framework that can be employed to obtain a holy death and a blessed eternity. That's what you and I are here for. If the first admission of the Christian who wishes to reform or to live in a culture that is not screaming at him to commit mortal sins on a moment-by-moment basis, is not screaming at his children to do the same, if the first thing that he or she needs to admit but refuses to admit is that they're here for an ultimate end. You must know ultimate ends. What's the ultimate end? Holy death, blessed eternity. That's the point. Ladies, gentlemen, dudes, Uber babes, members of the Red, White, and Dude Nation, there is no other point. Now, that's not to say that you can't aspire to have a family, beautiful children, that you can't aspire to have a vocation, might even be a religious vocation, that you can't work hard at it and be good at it, that you can't go to the aid and assistance of others through faith, hope, and charity, caring for the sick, feeding the poor, clothing the naked. It's not to say any of that, but all that still is directed at what? Holy death, blessed eternity. That's the whole kit and caboodle. That is Christian culture. That's what it does. That's what it enables. If you can't get to that point, then you're cooked. Then go back to worshiping Trump and the Republican Party, and please leave the rest of us alone. Simple as that. No more complicated, no more simple. It's as simple as that.